Today we're learning how Ghost Rider... No, not that Ghost Rider. No, that's Ghost Rider. This Ghost Rider used a Drake AI voice to empty his bank account? No. To create the next viral hit? Maybe. Plus, Mr. Anderson. Better watch out because GPT has been set free with the use of agents. And finally, we're going to be doing a little doodling on steroids thanks to some help from Stable Diffusion. Welcome back to AI Roundup. I'm your host, Phil Buck, and in today's first story about how AI is making an actual impact on our modern day lives, in a story from Variety by Chris Willman, an AI-generated track emulating The Weeknd and Drake is making waves on YouTube, Spotify, and even Apple Music, while the artist's record label, Universal Music Group, are trying to squash it. At the time of the writing of this episode, the song by Ghost Rider had over 500,000 views on YouTube and was well on its way to having enough listens to possibly rank on the charts. But as of yesterday morning, the track has been pulled from YouTube as well as other streaming services. Although new uploads keep popping up every few hours, I'd love to play the song for you, but I don't want to be the first MMN show to get their video pulled from the channel. So this was fascinating to me. I had to figure out how Ghost Rider had pulled off this feat, so it set me down a rabbit hole trying to learn how to do this. There was really little to no information on the track about how the artist was able to pull all this together, but after a little digging, I found a video from Gengarcade on TikTok supposedly using a Kendrick Lamar AI voice filter, and I was off to the races. And so here is my attempt to create a track using The Weeknd and Snoop Dogg AI voice filters to write a track about, you guessed it, corn dogs.
I need a corn dog. I need a corn dog. Hit me with a corn dog, beep, bang. Surge with my start all over me. Hit me with a corn dog, beep, bang. Surge with my start all over me.
Yeah, eat. On the product, but
the corn batter on the meat keeps the dough low.
Taking on beef blizzard, coat that thing bright. Smoking on the choking on it, corn dogs all night. You know that we rolling it up. Meat tubes in the junk corn rolled up tight. Make it better when you got that batter. Now we shaking it and baking it and making it fry.
So, what did you think? Did you think that filter worked pretty good? Because if you did, I'm here to tell you, you're wrong. To the best of my ability, I did a bunch of research and I was unable to find anything like what Gengarcade claims to be the AI voice filter on the internet. So what I did find in the comments of that Reddit post were several comments about a site called UberDuck. And UberDuck lets you choose from a massive library of rappers, singers, celebrities, video game characters, and the list goes on. You simply type what you want them to say and it synthesizes it in less than a minute. If you dig a little deeper on Gengarcade's TikTok profile, you'll see both that the Kendrick AI voice filter video is no longer there, sus, plus all the way back in December of 2022, he was posting a tutorial-like video on how to make a rap song using AI with ChatGPT to write the lyrics and, wait for it, UberDuck to make the vocals. So, while I can't be like 100% positive that this is the method that Ghost Rider used to pull off their track, I am willing to bet a 95% certainty on it that this is the method. The notable thing is that they did a really good job of writing both believable lyrics and synthesizing pieces of the voice that, you know, are what fans expect to hear from those artists. So on top of that, you know, I bet they used some auto-tuning on The Weeknd to get like an even better melody than I could get UberDuck to generate. So all this brings me to a final point here, which I think is really for the MSPs out there. Once again, what we're seeing is not that AI itself is going to be the threat, but someone with talent having a vision on how these tools can be put to use to pull one over on us. Props to Gengarcade for making a video with this tech that really made it believable that there could be a Kendrick AI voice filter. And this is all just in good fun, but it could be used with the same tenacity to pull off some really devious stuff. For instance, just last month, NPR and Euronews.com were reporting that the FTC is already warning people to beware of voice clones being used in bank account scams by emulating people's families' voices. And I think this is the area that IT professionals and MSPs have the opportunity, you know, to both utilize these AI tools in conjunction to create some clever solutions, but also, and perhaps more importantly, to have the imagination to guard themselves and their clients against these kinds of novel attacks. So be vigilant, y'all. Don't let Drake drain your great aunt's bank account, okay? Well, now that we've given about as much credit to the human side of devious AI usage, let's zoom out for our big picture story and see how AutoGPT has cut the strings on GPT and given life to AI agents. Well, we took a break last week from the rapidly advancing technology news to take a look back at how generative AI became a household name. And if you haven't checked that out yet, you can click the card or look for the link in the show notes. But all it took was 1 week for the next big AI trend to start making huge waves, or should I say swarms? I don't know. Anyway, from VentureBeat.com by Sharon Goldman, as AI agents like AutoGPT speed up the generative AI race, we all need to buckle up. Again? Well, much like our first article and like so many reports on generative AI, this one is mostly just a bunch of hype, to me at least. Shoutouts to friend of the show, Johan Daniel, who dropped this meme, which I think is very appropriate, in the Ethical Go Discord. Now, this development with agents is no doubt exciting, but I think it's just the tip of the iceberg of what's to come from GPT's API capabilities. So what is really the story here? Several different tools such as AutoGPT, Baby AGI, and AgentGPT have become enormously popular on GitHub. AutoGPT has more GitHub stars than PyTorch, which is 82,000 at the moment of writing this article. AutoGPT is a new AI tool that uses GPT to create an AI agent capable of functioning independently without user interface. As a free and open source Python application, AutoGPT employs stacking to recursively call itself, iterating on its own prompts to create full projects. With access to GPT-4, AutoGPT can generate high quality text and interact with popular websites and platforms, manage memory, and search the internet. Baby AGI is another AI tool that combines GPT-4 with LangChain, a coding framework, and Pinecone, a vector database, to create agents that complete complex tasks. Baby AGI trains and evaluates AI agents in a simulated environment to test their ability to learn and perform challenging tasks. While AutoGPT and Baby AGI show promise, limitations include high costs for GPT-4 tokens and constraints in decomposition and reasoning abilities. And yes, while this is all exciting, it definitely seems to me to be more hype than substance at this point. The most popular instance referenced in the article is a tweet from Yohei Nakajima that garnered over 1 million views. But if you go check out the thread, the agent is basically just doing like thought bro listicles on how to start a business. The potential seems massive, but the current use cases leave quite a bit to be desired. So yeah, the big picture for today's AI roundup is don't get caught up in the hype, people. The future is coming, but for now, Agent Smith, Skynet, what have you, they're still being kept at bay. Now, since those use cases were kind of a bit of a bust, why don't we try something more fun and do a little Uber doodling with Stable Diffusion? All right, shout outs to a friend of the show, AntiSweep, on Discord, who brought this to my attention. On Reddit, a developer with the username Arjan_M has dropped their own script that allows you to use an API with Stable Diffusion Automatic 1111 and ControlNet to interpret your sketches in real time. Each time you draw a new stroke on the canvas, the script sends your drawing through the ControlNet scribble model and reinterprets the generated image. This requires a pretty hefty GPU to pull it off, but the results are pretty impressive. And I hate to admit, I was unfortunately unable to get this script running on my own setup, as far as I could tell, namely because I'm running on a Mac. I don't know, I ran out of time, I was up against the deadline for this show, but I got the GitHub for the script in the show notes, so please let me know if you try it out and let me see what kind of results you come out with. But wait, there's more. In the spirit of the use case segment of our show, I did use Stable Diffusion with ControlNet to, of course, stay on theme and draw us a 3D anthropomorphic corn dog. And it is absolutely horrifying. I apologize to the viewers for that. It always takes the dog part of corndog a little too literally. Before we sign off for today, I'd love to point you to some other shows that have or will be coming soon on the MSP Media Network. In case you missed it, check out episode 9 of Technical Deficit, where I was joined by MMN creative director Matt Fox, and we get you started using Stable Diffusion. Later today at 1 p.m. Eastern, we'll be bringing you a new Partner First webinar focused on the hidden costs of inattention, protecting your tools and your business, featuring special guest Will Young of Baring McKinley. And of course, on Tuesdays and Fridays at 10 a.m. Eastern Time, we have tech and business news from MSP Dispatch.
Hi, I'm Ray Orsini.
And I'm Tony Francisco, and we're the hosts of MSP Dispatch.
Every Tuesday and Friday, we'll bring you the news, community events, and discussions that are important to MSPs today. Whenever possible, we'll also include industry experts to provide their insight, and all within 30 minutes.
Available on YouTube, Pocket Casts, Spotify, iTunes, and your favorite podcatcher in audio or video form. We're everywhere you want us to be.
We hope to see you next time on MSP Dispatch, your source for news, community events, and commentary in the MSP channel.
And that's our AI roundup for today. Be sure to join the MSP Media Network Discord, follow us on social media at MSP Media TV, or you can leave us a voicemail at 833-MSP-NETWORK. I hope you guys have had fun with me this time, and until the next AI viral hit comes our way, I'm Phil Buck, and I'll see you next time.
This has been a broadcast of the MSP Media Network.